Hello?
Good morning. This is Nina Knight from Family First returning on this call.
Hi, this is Sonny. I got your number from Sydney because I wasn't able to get in touch with anyone at HIS.
Can I have your client's name?
One is Jackie Powell and the other is Eric Powell.
I've been trying to reach you. I called that number on your file, and a gentleman picked up, and he was screening the call, and he kept hanging up. So
I don't
did
know
try
why
to
you
reach you from
wouldn't
that
be
number
able to.
that is on your file. I even text you off of that number, too, as well.
What, you don't have this number?
The 856 number. Let me just see.
This number that you just called. You don't. It was this number.
Hold on. Let me just go to the file right fast. Let me see, 856-656-5609. Yeah, that's the number I called.
Yeah, I don't have any missed calls, no voice notes, nothing. I don't know. And absolutely no one answers my phone. I don't know.
One second, let me pull your file right fast. You said Powell is the last name?
Mm-hmm. P-O-W-E-L-L.
Yes, I needed a timesheet for 7/21 through 7/27 and 7/28 through 8/3.
So I emailed them, but then I got a pay stub, and I was trying to call Tyler or Sruli, but I haven't been able to get in contact with anybody. So I reached out to Sydney, who I know is no longer there, and she gave me your number. But I don't, is there like a new email to send them to, or?
Yes, I will send you my business card. Also, is there any way you can stop past the office for the app training? Because your EVB percentage is really, really low. And we need to get that up to 85%. Currently, right now, you're at 40.86. If we can't get it up to 85, then you are in danger of being terminated.
Now, how long is it going to take? Because I know my schedule has nothing to do with you, but it's, like, pretty tight, and I don't get a lot of sleep, so I don't want to, like, I don't, because we probably can't even do it, or a weekend wouldn't work anyway. I'm trying to think.
So I see there is a lot of consistency with Eric's case. I do see 7/28 week through 8/3, which was last week, there is a few great clocks. So what is happening that there's no consistency with both clients?
The problem is the phone. And then the last 2 weeks have been pretty hectic with Jackie, just her ailments and things like that. But I've been having a problem with my phone. I don't know if it's the service. I've been to AT&T. They replaced the screen. It's just sometimes the phone works, sometimes it doesn't. Jackie's phone, her phone is broke, so it's been some technical issues. But even the last 2 weeks, well, I think it's like the last 2 weeks, even with Eric, it's been like maybe I've been able to clock in and haven't clocked out. And then with Eric, I can't use the GPS because for some reason he's not, the address is not updating. And the service coordinator.
The address 2503 S South Aldine Street.
No, and it hasn't been for a while, but for some reason.
You can give me the address to update it in the system. The problem is when you go on the HHA app, if you do not select GPS, the call in or out is not going to register.
I only compressed it on HHA, though. It's no, like they have like some kind of key or some kind of GPS, but it just still says Alden Street. So even if I am at the new address, it's still going to say I'm so many feet away because it's not updated. But
so, nope, I can update the address. It's just that we got to get some consistency of clocks.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, only because the state is requiring it. And, you know, if we don't have the caregiver's compliance on what the state then put in and forward for us to do, then we are at liberty of losing our contract, so we can't.
Mm-hmm. No, that's what I understand it.
So what is his current address?
It's 1826 mm-hmm. Beverly Road, and Beverly is just spelled like the name.
Mm-hmm.
And the zip code is 19138.
Okay, I will update that address in the system. I will send you my business card with my number, my email, and everything attached. And I will let you know what timesheet I need from any miss, because you do have some from last week for Eric, but Jacqueline is not. No consistency.
Yeah, I'll just forward when you send me your email. I'll forward from when I sent to the other email. Moving forward, I know it don't have nothing to do with you, things that happened in the past, but, like, if there are any changes, can someone, like, send an email or text? Because I've been trying to call somebody
the
since
problem,
Monday.
Okay, so the problem is Sydney resigned. And
right.
When she resigned, we didn't have access to her system. So Shirley's not here anymore. Tyler's not here anymore. Sydney was the last person to go. So we have to wait until we have our IT guy get into her system to be able to get the information that we needed. So I do apologize for the delay.
It don't have nothing to do with you. It's just, it's very, I've been with this company. I used to work in the office, and then I had to stop working because of my mom. It's like it's always a lot of changes, and I know that's the trend with home health care, but it's just a little unsettling to kind of like, okay, I sent in my pay stubs. I'm not getting nothing back. My timesheet. I'm not hearing anything back. I don't know if something can be done, but, like, this happened in the past where somebody resigned and nobody in the office had access to anything, and we don't have anything to do with it. Like, we kind of still need to know because – if we're working and again, the EBV, mine is all messed up. I already know that. That is an issue that we've been working on. But even if there wasn't a problem with EBV, changes are being made and nobody's saying anything. I don't need to know who's not there. I just need to know who I need to talk to. Like,
okay.
I shouldn't have to reach out to Sydney. I almost didn't even do it. Had I not did it, I wouldn't even have gotten your number. You know what I mean?
Okay. Because I literally got access to your file yesterday at 4 o'clock. Literally. That's when I was able to get into her system and grab whatever case files that she has. So moving forward, I am going to be the supervisor of your case. I'm the one that's going to be dealing with your payroll. I'm the one that's going to be dealing with the schedule and any information provided with your clients.
Okay. Now, if I come into the office, is it okay to bring Jackie? Because I would probably need to come like before 11?
That's fine.
Okay. But I can't do it this week. I probably have to be
That's fine.
Definitely next week. Okay. Now, or can the payroll be fixed? Like, because I can't.
So, forward, let me just text you right now. You know what's interesting? You know what number is on your file?
What is it?
The number on your file is 856-656-7489.
And I haven't had that phone number in like 2 years.
That's the only number you have on your file.
Which means that they just didn't update anything.
They didn't update anything. Yeah. Yeah. That's the only number I have. And that's the number I've been texting. So this number right here I'm speaking to you off of is your current number. 856. Okay, it has been updated. And I'm texting you my business card right now, and I'm going to just try to forward those. I'm going to reach out to our billing department to see what I can do as far as once I receive your timesheet.
Okay. Because I did send them in, but if y'all don't have access to their email, that's, you know, I don't, but I don't, I need to be paid. That pay stub is $200. I can't do nothing with it. It's the beginning of the month, and though my mortgage is paid, I still have other bills that need to be paid, but I'm going to send everything to you now.
One second.
Yeah, I didn't even do
it. And that is my email. You can send them to.
Okay.
And I'm going to update his address.
So, because they were telling me that I had to reach out. First, it was the county assistance office, which, of course, everything's already updated there. Then it was the service coordinator, but it was updated with the service coordinator. But for some reason, they kept saying they couldn't do anything with HHA.
As far as the address?
Mm-hmm.
So the address situation, once you notify me, I can change it on my end. The problem is the county assistance office, if they're not aware, all his correspondent mail will go to Aldine Street.
No, everything goes to Beverly Road. It's already updated with the county assistance office.
And that's
crazy
because they should have had changed it in the system.
I don't know. That county assistance office is. That's
yeah.
A whole other story. But
county assistance office should have updated this.
But the service coordinator, even they have, I don't know. It's
somebody's
no
not doing their job somewhere. But it should reflect in HHA once you log back in. Okay, it's changed on my end to that Beverly Road address. And is Ms. Jacqueline still on Belmont?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, so her address is still the same. Okay, try to get that to me as quickly as possible, and I can see what I can do on my end in our billing department.
Okay, I sent it.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.
You too, thanks.